Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Tom Felton, and I titled our reading, A Small Start. The Brooklyn Bridge was considered the eighth wonder of the world upon its completion in 1883, but a single, slender wire strung from one bridge tower to the other was essential for the structure to come to fruition. Additional wires were added to the first until a massive cable, along with three others, was woven together. When finished, each cable, composed of more than 5,000 galvanized wires, helped support the longest suspension bridge in its day. What started as something small turned into a huge part of the Brooklyn Bridge. Jesus' life began in a small way, a baby born and placed in a feeding trough in a tiny town. The prophet Micah prophesied his humble birth, writing in Micah 5, "Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel." A small start, but this ruler and shepherd would see his fame and mission reach to the ends of the earth. Jesus was born in a small place in humility, and his life on earth ended as he humbled himself and died a criminal's death on a cross. But by his immense sacrifice, he bridged the gap between us and God, providing salvation for all who believe. This season, may you receive God's great gift in Jesus by faith. And if you do believe, may you humbly praise him anew for all he's done for you. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for humbly coming to save us by your great sacrifice. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.